It's Miss Island, Jimmy. We've got Maddie and Cam as well on Monday. We do Pull Up Your Socks. That's thanks to Underworks. All-day socks by Underworks pass every comfort test. Pick up a pair and test them for yourself. Righto, boys, who needs to pull up their socks from the weekend? Start with you, Maddie.
Oh, geez. I didn't give a lot of thought. We're busy. Cam?
Oh, look, I'm going to go to the refs. Some people say easy target, but just, yeah, some of the calls on the weekend were just not up to scratch.
Yep.
Let's not ruin the game, fellas. Let's not ruin the game.
Gold Coast Titans, pull up your socks.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Missile.
Yeah, yeah. Matty?
I think, mate, the emotional homecoming of yesterday at the Warriors, which was fantastic, has overshadowed another Tigers performance, which was insipid. You know, insipid. People use that word. It's insipid.
Like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What's yours, Jimmy? Naughty.
I'm going to go specifically Jared Sutton.
Named and shamed.
Hey, news just coming through from a media release from the NRL. Rotorua is going to host the very first outside of Australia All-Stars game, a Harvey Norman Rugby League All-Stars next year. Rotorua International Stadium. So, hey, Matty, you were saying you had an idea around a fourth Origin game this year.
Well, I mentioned to people before, and by the way, Rudder, that is really, really good. That's a great reward, you know. It's the right thing given the sacrifices that people have made in New Zealand. They've been starved of rugby league over there. So that's a great decision. But I said to people before, like, this year we've been a World Cup year. I would have put a fourth Origin game on at the end of the season, a week before the World Cup, and had it at Old Trafford or Wembley.
Wow.
And spoke to a guy over there, Simon Moran, who owns Warrington. I asked him, how long would it take, do you think, to select a state of origin in the north? And he said, mate, you know, 15 minutes.
Wow.
It'd be huge. And you just get, mate, state of origin, winner take all. You take over two sides, the winning side, 50 grand each to the players, the losing side, nothing. Which would raise the stakes, and from there you pick an Australian side out of it, and away you go. It'd just be huge. It'd be enormous for the game. We always talk, we have this obsession about America, and it's never going to happen, in my opinion. Right, the Americans aren't suddenly going to go, wow, okay, we're going to, you know, this is going to be, you know, we're going to take a huge interest in this sport. In my opinion, we're throwing money away, is that there's areas, specifically in the north of England, which need our help.
Yes.
And I think taking a state of origin game there would be enormous for it.
It's like when the Wallabies have games in Hong Kong. They've had games in America as well. Just it's an add-on, especially from a revenue point of view as well. Hey, boys, lots of people texting in. Question for the GOAT. Would you rather see the referees use contextual refereeing? By that, I mean, if a team is under the pump, blow the penalty rather than the six again. That was from Aaron. Your thoughts?
Just flick the six again.
Flick
it.
Yeah,
he's confusing.
He's out altogether for
just,
that.
Just get rid of it.
Contextual.
Matty, how about you with a contextual referee? How would you go with that?
I have no idea what that means, contextual. And no, I don't. That certainly isn't a word that we use around these mean streets of Collingwood. we like to use layman's terms, simple terms.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Here's another one. The saviour said, "Great show. Couldn't the captain be given, say, 10 seconds to decide whether he wants a penalty or six again?"
No.
I think no.
That's stupid.
We're making up even more rules now. Our game is a very simple game, like Matty just said, with his mob at Collingwood.
Bossy.
Very, very down to earth, simple people. Just make it more simple.
Right. Yep. Hey, boys, we've got to go.
That, let's bring in a 10-50. What about a 50-10? I sometimes think about the poor referees and they must go, Jesus, another rule.
Hey, boys, we've got to go. Thank you for this morning. Good to talk some footy.
Good on you, boys.
Good on you, lads. Bye-bye.
Matty Johns and Cam Smith there, always very entertaining. A break and back to wrap things up.